wagon burial site at Gispersleben.
Does this site also give you the creeps? In 1978, archaeologists digging at the Kleine Rote Berg near Erfurt Gispersleben made a remarkable discovery. In a burial chamber that had originally been lined with wooden planks were the remains of a wooden wagon, complete with iron tires, an axle hoop, a shaft ring, and various metal fittings. A woman, 20 to 25 years old, had been buried on the wagon, which measured 1 meter by 2.4 meters. She had presumably worn a garment with gold brocade trimming, as indicated by the many gold threads and gold roulettes found on her skeleton. Objects used by grave robbers in olden times were discovered near the pelvis and on the left thigh.
The grave was nevertheless splendidly furnished. Among the magnificent objects with which she was buried were a long hairpin and a pearl-rimmed bowl with a silver spoon. The silver bowl still contained traces of pollen. The deceased had evidently been given a supply of honey to accompany her on the journey to the hereafter. Other objects found in the grave were a wooden box with pearls, an amber pendant and a comb, as well as a ceramic vessel containing eggshells, a spinning whorl, an iron weaving sword, and a drinking horn with silver fittings. You can see these objects in the showcase in front of the wagon grave.
The young woman was buried in the early 6th century. There is no doubt that she was a member of the Thuringian high nobility. She may even have been the wife of King Bechtachar, who was murdered by his own brother, and she was buried close to a significant royal court. Please turn your attention now to the reconstruction of the grave of a male figure in the left-hand half of the room. It's from a small Thuringian cemetery for the nobility in Merksleben. The sword, shield, lance tip, iron skewer, and a splendid belt garniture all indicate the high status of the deceased.